Thank you, Father, that we have the assurance that Jesus never fails. We know that he who cannot break a promise has promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that we may boldly say, God is my helper. Thank you, Father, for Jesus who will never let us down, but will always stand with us and go with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. Honor thy word today as we study in Jesus' name. Amen. We are studying the grace of God and salvation by grace. Now, if grace is grace, then works cannot have any part in man's salvation or man's redemption. Now, since by one man death moved upon all men, then all are dead. Now wait just a minute and let me show you what I mean. It is not enough to say that all men are doomed to die, but men who are not born of the Spirit and washed in the blood of Jesus are dead already. Look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. Death passed upon all men, not will pass, but has already passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Now, I repeat, it is not enough to say that men are doomed to die, but men are already dead. Death has already moved upon all men because all have sinned. Now I want you to look at 2 Corinthians, if you will, and chapter 5 and verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. If one died for all, then we're all dead. Now all men are in one category. That is, before they become recipients of the grace of God. All men are dead in sins. God is a righteous God. He is a holy God. And God cannot be partial and remain righteous and holy. Now, why do I say that? I say that since by one man death moved upon all men. Men, all men, are sinners by nature and sinners by practice. Now, I'll prove what I've just said. We're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And I'll guarantee you that any mother or any daddy listening to me will verify the statement that I'm about to make. You do not need to teach little children to say bad words, to lie, to take what does not belong to them. If you leave a little child alone and if you do not teach them what is right, they will automatically do that which is wrong. Now, you know that. You know that. You do not. It is not necessary to teach children to do wrong. They do wrong automatically. Why? Because we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Now, I must repeat again, the grace of God takes care of the little innocent children that die before they reach the age of accountability, and there is no set age. But be that as it may, I repeat, you do not need to teach children to do wrong. You must teach them to do right, because they are born in sin, they are shapen in iniquity, and all men are sinners. Naturally, they are sinners not only naturally, but they are sinners by choice. That is, when they learn right from wrong, unless someone points them to Jesus, and unless they're saved by God's grace, I can assure you they'll do wrong. They'll not practice righteousness, but they'll do that which is not right. Now, that does not deny the fact that there are some good, moral people. But I warn you, morality does not save us. Goodness does not save us. It's the grace of God that saves us, not goodness and not morality. Now then, I pointed out the other day that God created Adam in God's own image. But when Adam sinned, He died immediately, the spiritual, that is the part of Adam that was like God. Now, God created Adam in God's own image from the spiritual aspect. Now, I say that because God is a spirit, and Adam was created so as he had fellowship with God, and God had fellowship with Adam, but the split second that Adam sinned, he was alienated from God. In Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image. Then we read in Genesis 5:3 that Adam begat a son in his, that is, Adam's likeness. Now, if you look at Galatians 3:22, listen at this verse of Scripture. Galatians 3:22, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. The Scripture hath concluded all under sin. Now, let me show you something that you will not have any trouble seeing if you are not married to a religion, to a church, to a denomination, and if you're not married to your own belief, and if you do not have a closed mind, you can see it. Now then, let me settle down and show you what I mean. All men, every man, yes, every person born into this world since Adam, except Jesus Christ, and of course he was born of the Virgin Mary. But every person except Jesus has been born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and through one man, Adam, our forefather, that is the father of all, Eve the mother of all, through Adam, all men are born sinners and therefore dead. Now, I read again 2 Corinthians 5:14, 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. If one died for all, then we're all dead. Now hear me, beloved, and hear me well. Where on earth do people get the idea and the doctrine that Jesus died for the elect, and if you are elected, if you are one of the chosen, you can become a recipient of God's grace because you are of the elect, you are of the chosen. And if you're not of the chosen or the elect, you cannot and you will not be saved. Now, where do they get that? We read clearly that through Adam, all men are dead. Now, let me show you something. You know and I know if God Almighty is righteous and holy and pure, and if God cannot be tempted with evil, and I read that the other day in James chapter 1, then God could not and God would not give saving grace to me and not give grace to save you. And God would not save you and not save me. Now, if God did, then God would be partial, and that's sin. I don't care, bless your heart, what you think about it. It doesn't make any difference what you think about it. Now, I can see where an earthly father might bestow a gift upon a child that is faithful and labors faithfully in the father's business or farm or whatever the father might be. If there is another child that is naughty and lazy and will not work, and the other child is very efficient and works untiringly, I can see that a human father would bestow a gift or would pay or give money to the one that is so faithful, while he would not do quite so much for the one that's unfaithful. But dearly beloved, grace is without favor. Grace is without work. You can't work for grace. When you work for grace, then it ceases to be grace. If God saves me, and if God lets me go to heaven because I am a faithful preacher, and if God lets someone else go to heaven because they are a faithful missionary, then it's not grace, it is merit. Then I have merited my salvation through my faithful preaching. But I do not merit salvation through faithful preaching. I am saved by God's grace minus my preaching. My preaching has nothing to do with my redemption. The grace of God redeemed me, and it's pure grace minus my works. Now, later in this series on the grace of God, I will point out stewardship and rewards. But my friends, the grace of God is extended to any, to all, and to all alike. Because through one man, all men are dead. Through one man, all men are sinners. And if Jesus died for all, Now, why did Paul say that? Paul said it because he died for all. He didn't die for a select group. He died for all. It's true that he died for the church, but it is just as true that he died for the whole world. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world... Did you hear the language of Jesus Christ in John 3:17? That the world through him might be saved. Do you hear these words? He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, if Jesus atoned for the sins of the whole world, then if you're not saved and if you burn in hell, it will be because of what Jesus said to his own people, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Now, you listen to me. Jesus paid the sin debt in full for all. The iniquity of all was the iniquity, the sin, the ungodliness, yes, that which damns the soul was laid upon the Lamb of God, and he nailed sin and sins to his own cross. Therefore, the grace of God is extended to any and to all, because all are in the same category. Now let me repeat, and this is the third time I've said it. It is not enough to say that men are doomed to die. It is not enough to say that men are doomed to die. But men are dead already. In John 3:18, he that believeth on him, Jesus, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, that is just as clear as can be. He that believeth not is condemned, already condemned. He that believeth on the Son of God hath lasting life, and he that believeth not shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. Sinners, all sinners, are dead right now, dead. The only people who are alive as God knows life and as God gives life are believers. People who are believers and have become recipients of God's grace. In Ephesians 2:2, we read in verse 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins." And you hath he quickened. Now that word means made alive. Who were dead in sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now worketh in the children of disobedience. Already condemned, children of disobedience, and in Romans 3:9, we are all under sin. I'm talking about men who are not regenerated, men who are not born again, men who are not saved by God's grace are under sin. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Now let me tell you something. What I said a moment ago, some of you don't fully appreciate. I know that, and I know the reason you don't fully appreciate it, because you don't fully understand what I said. I said it is not necessary to teach a child to say bad words, to take what doesn't belong, and that's stealing, to take what does not belong to the child, and to misbehave and have fits and spasms. If you don't train a child, if you don't instruct a child, if you don't chasten a child, and if you don't teach them in your home and in the Sunday school to live right, do right, I'll guarantee you they'll automatically do wrong. We are all under sin. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. In Romans 3:19, now we know that what things the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Now the whole world, all men, are guilty before God. Now, here is a very, very interesting verse of Scripture. Galatians 3:22, "The Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." Now, all are under sin. All men are in the same category. There is no difference. When God Almighty, the Eternal Father, looks down upon men, He sees all men who are not believers. He sees all men dead. Now, if you are a believer, then you are alive in Jesus. But if you're not a believer, you're dead. In Romans 11:32, God hath concluded all in unbelief, that He might have mercy on all. God hath concluded all in unbelief, that He might have mercy on all. Now, I've said all that to try to drive home to your precious heart. Grace is God's gift. Grace is God's gift to all that will believe. Grace is God's gift because all men are sinners, all men are dead in sin, and God hath concluded all in unbelief, that He might have mercy upon all that will believe. Now, the only thing that you can do, and the only thing that I can do, and the only thing that any man has ever done to become a recipient of God's grace, a member of God's family, a member of the household of God, a Christian, the only thing that any man has ever done, the only thing that you can do, the only thing that I have done, and the only thing that any man can ever do to become a Christian, is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in His finished work. He said in John 17, I have finished the work You gave me to do. Father, I've glorified Your name. I have finished the work. I came into the world to declare God. I came into the world to make known the love of God. I came into the world to pay the sin debt. And I've done everything You told me to do. Now, Father, I'm going to Calvary. And then God, just before He gave up the ghost, He said, it is finished. Now, you can't add anything to that that is already finished. You can't add anything to anything that is finished, I can assure you. So just remember, Jesus, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, came down from the Father's bosom that all men who will believe might be saved. The sons of Adam could have never paid the sin debt because the sons of Adam inherited the nature of Adam, born in sin, all. Therefore, it was necessary for God to bring His only begotten Son into the world. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. She conceived and brought forth her firstborn, and they named Him Jesus, and that means Savior, because He came to save His people from their sins. And so today, the grace of God is for you, and the grace of God is for whosoever will. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And let me say to that precious man, woman, young man, or young woman who heard a minister on the radio or in the church, or you read a pamphlet that told you that you might not be elected, you might not be chosen, but if you are chosen, they say, you can be saved. Let me tell you, you are invited. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and He's seeking you right now through this gospel hour. Father, honor the precious word, the name of Jesus, the shed blood, and save every precious soul that's under conviction, for Jesus' sake. Amen.